This is Twit.
We have some videos of Las Vegas. I was very honored to be taken out to Vegas by the Klipsch Company. Paul Klipsch was the master of hi-fi in the late 40s. He invented the folded horn, and he single-handedly took hi-fi to a new realm, and it really went crazy after he got involved. He was one of the founders of the Audio Engineering Society, and they had a special a tribute to him at CES in his booth. They had a radio studio. They brought a gal in from the UK, and she did hour and a half interviews with us, and there were three or four of them. One of them was the incredible master recorder, Eddie Kramer. He did the Beatles. He did all of the recordings of Led Zeppelin. The guy is really incredible. We've never met, and so we had a good time meeting, and Marky Ramone was there. And here are some of the pictures as we go through it. This is when I met Eddie. He's such a great guy. Just run on through these, Brian, real quick, because I know we're running out of time. This was going into the display area, and that's Jim. There we are on the air, and I was laughing about something. We were up in this booth. It was about 10 foot above the floor. I was explaining the talk box. That's the that's a throat microphone of the World War II pilots. That's how the talk box started back in the 30s, and that was the basis of modulating your voice. That speaker I'm pointing to was a speaker that I had Paul Klipsch build for me. He built four of them. They were used as stage monitors for Jeff Beck. Jeff wanted some big, loud monitors, and we were the guys that brought monitors to the stages because we understood phasing, be able to run those speakers out of phase. They wouldn't feed back. We were the guys that brought it. How do we learn it? Ham radio. And there's Colleen Murphy. They brought her over from England. She does some radio interviews and stuff in England. And she, wow, does she know classic music? Oh, my goodness. So we were very honored to be there. There's when we were learning down. You can't hardly see it, but that monitor's down there on the floor. I had my hand on it. And Jeff and I are talking about it. That was in a rehearsal hall in England. And that's Bobby Tench. Is a vocalist, and there that was a cool picture. What was it? 45 years later, I took that picture to the one of the gigs that he played, and he signed it. So we were we look a little different than we did in that picture, but hey, it was fun, and my career's been fun, and I continue. So I thought I'd share some of that with you because I know we got some old rock and rollers in the audience.